sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, May 14th. This is our week is only starting today, right?
I know. It's been a very long weekend that we had.
Let me tell you, huh? I'm sure you appreciated it.
I did.
So it's just when we don't have a guest scheduled for a day, it's just so easy to get out of it, right. You know? You're like, I don't have to cancel anybody. I'm really tired.
Let me just stay in bed.
Exactly, you know? So I still have to get up and do a couple of things to make sure we have the replay on and all that stuff. But otherwise, I'll go back to bed for another couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
What the hell? Because, you know... Because usually I know what's going to happen because when I stay up till 3, I'm like, and there's no guest, I'm like, you know you're not going to go in. So why even bother? You know, why even wait?
Don't even try and wake up.
Exactly, you know. So, I mean, I could arrange everything so I wouldn't have to get up early. But I still have some hope that I will be able to get out of bed.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this morning? You look all rested and tanned. Did you get a tan or something?
I did this weekend, but I woke up late, so I didn't get to wash my hair, so I feel kind of gross.
Your hair looks amazing.
Really?
I was going to tell you. Yeah, you put it like behind your ears and stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to like get it off my face because it's so gross. But I was like, how did I miss my alarm? I don't know, but...
Oh, really? So it didn't go off this morning?
I guess I slept through it.
Wow.
But I woke up.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
But I wake up early anyway.
That's true.
But I was just like, oh my gosh, it's so late.
Right.
And then I was like, damn it, now I can't wash my hair. And
I know.
But it's okay. If that's my biggest problem of the day, then it's all good.
I know. And it's funny because I have my my clock. I put it on snooze. And what happens is that this morning, I know it's going to keep ringing again. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, for some reason, in my subconscious, I'm like, I got to watch the clock so I don't fall back asleep.
Yeah.
And so my last half hour's sleep was terrible, you know.
I'm not a snooze person.
Really?
No. Yeah. I've never been able to snooze. I think it was from swimming.
Yeah.
I mean, when I woke up, I literally woke up the last minute possible.
Yeah.
I would get in the pool at... I can't remember when it was now, 5:30, and I would wake up at 5:14.
Wow.
Like, I would literally wake up 16 minutes before
really?
I had to be in the pool. Yeah.
Wow.
I would get to the pool at 26, be in the pool at 30.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know
how you can do that.
No minutes to spare.
I need my coffee in the morning and take my time in the shower. Wow.
I like just being under pressure. Like, I have to get up now.
That's true. Then you don't have a choice anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if I snooze, that makes me, I just don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. Continue to not want to get up. Whereas if I know I have to get up, then I know
it's a different story.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So I like the pressure.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. I know. I function well under pressure too. You know, it's like I leave something to the last minute.
Yeah.
And then just do it.
That's when I work my best. Yeah.
When you don't have a choice anymore, it's like you can't put it off, you know?
Right.
Like the taxes, for example, you know?
Oh,
I found myself doing it in the last minute again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have like virtually 4 months to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And still leave it to the last minute. You know, some people are like that, including myself. And I didn't used to be like that, you know? I mean, I used to be very different. I'd jump out of bed too. You know, I used to. Totally. Even on Sunday, you know, I remember when I lived in an apartment complex where, you know, we shared the washers and dryers. I'd get up on Sunday, like at 7, to beat everybody to the washing machines so I can put my stuff in there, you know.
Yeah.
And my ex reminds me how when we just met and she'd come over, I would, like, pull the sheets from under her at 7 a.m.
That's funny.
To go and wash them.
But that's, you know, the worst, when you get all of your laundry, get to the laundry room, you have everything with you, and all the washing machines are taken. It's like, what?
Yeah.
How is everyone wanting to do the washing right now at the same time that I want to do it? That's so inconsiderate of them.
Right, yeah. But luckily, I haven't had to deal with that because I have washer and dryer in the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot better. You know, I don't know if I could deal with having to go to a laundry room anymore. Yeah. It's terrible. But yeah, the problems, you know, the people have.
Right.
Yeah.
First world problems.
I know. So I finally went and brought myself to buy some clothes. If you can tell, I have a new shirt and I have new shoes. Check them out.
Oh, nice.
You see, nice shoes. Steve Madden.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he was until I told someone I bought shoes. They go, is it Steve Madden? I'm like, how the hell did you know?
That's,
I don't even know who that is, you know. It's just, they were nice shoes.
Yeah.
So I bought like a ton of clothes and for the summer, you know. Because
well, now it's 200 degrees.
It is.
I need some new clothes that aren't winter
clothes.
You do,
you know, like shorts and stuff too, yeah. You know. So I'll be wearing shorts and stuff because there's just no point. I mean, jeans is just too warm to wear.
It's too hot.
You know?
It's too hot to wear jeans.
Yeah.
I even just putting my jeans on this morning, I just felt uncomfortable. I was like, oh, this is miserable. Too hot outside.
I know.
I complain when it's too cold and I complain when it's too hot. But I think it's because I just don't expect it to be this hot right now.
Right.
Like, I looked at the weather thing on my phone. It's like 100 degrees tomorrow. I'm like, no, please, no. Go back down to 80. That was perfect.
This is true, because last year at this time, you weren't here yet, right?
No.
You moved in May, you said.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it was like...
Oh,
yeah,
so it's May. So
it was
now.
Late May, early June. So yeah, I guess it was.
So it was,
but
the
in
same
May,
time of
I
year.
Was in Seattle and Vancouver. So I was further up north.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really cold. I mean, I went on a cruise from LA to Vancouver, and I was miserable because it was so cold.
Right.
So I guess... It's better complaining than it's warm. But.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you prefer, you know. But all I can say is...
I prefer middle.
Yeah, I know. But for years, it's been like this. It gets really hot here, especially in the valley. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Even,
you know?
Up in San Francisco today, it's supposed to be 92 or something.
Really?
Ridiculous. Yeah.
So it's really hot out here in the West. Well, what can we do? You know, I mean, we are, I don't know if it's global warming or whatever, but it's
been really
hot.
But this is when people mainly get sick, because it's gone from cold to warm.
Right.
Now you're starting to put the AC on. I'm fighting from something. I know that our guest is coughing.
Yeah.
like so many people are sick right
we
now.
We have water for you here if you want. Go on. She doesn't want.
Most people are getting sick because it's because of the temperature change and then air conditioning and... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's time to take your vitamins.
Yeah.
I feel I get more sick when I take them, so I don't even take them.
Yeah, I don't bother with that
stuff.
Yeah,
neither do I. Yeah.
It has side effects, too. I don't like it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, vitamins for you. we have great guests here. I just wanted to bring up the fact that, you know who Clay Aiken is?
I don't know.
He was a winner, or was he second place? I think he was a winner on American Idol a few years ago.
Oh.
And so there was like a big controversy. Everybody thought he was gay and he said he wasn't. Then he came out after that. So now he's running for office for the Democratic Congressional primary. So he's running, like, let me see, where is that?
Wow.
It's in North Carolina. So what happens is, get this now. So he's got only one opponent, and the opponent drops dead over the weekend. So Aiken wins by default.
Oh my gosh!
By 390 votes, he won.
That's crazy. Okay, so over the the past couple of days, I've watched so many of like the mobster like bio things on bio TV. I don't know what it is, and all these people would drop dead. Quotation. not saying that there's anything suspicious about this,
right,
but it just made me think of that because I've just been watching those bios. That's pretty funny. Wow, what are the chances of that?
Yeah,
so he won.
I know. Yeah. So he won, and it's pretty weird. I mean, you know, you wouldn't think of him as a politician, right. But you never know, you know. Everybody's running for politician. I think there's somebody's running for, isn't there like a porn star that's running for an office or something? I don't know. I think there is, yeah. But anyway, I'm asking our guests because they're qualified to answer that. And Charlotte is in for another wild ride this morning. You see, I'm still hearing like, are you hearing like reverb or something?
There is a little bit of an echo.
Yeah, it's one of those microphones. I don't know. But anyway, we have, it's bothering me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to ignore it. Maybe it's just me hearing it, but it sounds like.
I think it's just you hearing it and I'm just hearing me.
It's a small room here, studio.
I think that, yeah, because I can hear myself echo.
Really?
So it might just be us hearing ourselves.
Well, we're going to have to talk like this. What can I do? So we have two great guests in the studio. The first one we have is Bianca Breeze. Welcome to the show, Bianca.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Sure, and if you guys think it's a porno name, you're right. It's definitely a made-up name, and it sounds good. You see, if a name sounds good, like too good to be true, to be born with it, it's a porn name. How did you come up with the name, Bianca?
Well, when I first got into the industry, I was told to pick a B or C name because all the porn sites are alphabetical and guys are too lazy to scroll down that far. The girls with the most hits are A, B's, and C's.
Really?
So I picked a B name, and Bianca's like my favorite girl name.
Oh, wow.
And then I just kind of tossed it around in my head because you want it to rhyme and be able people to remember it.
So Bianca isn't even your
Bianca
name.
Bianca Breeze was born. No.
Wow.
Do people just call you Bianca now?
In the industry, that's the only name people know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in my real life, no. If you call me Bianca, I'll slap you in the face.
Really? Oh, so that's in your private life. But if nobody knows your real name, it's fine.
Right.
Right.
Cool. Well, yeah, of course, because then that's my name.
Cool. And we have Bianca's PR agent here. Agent or PR person? What do you want to call yourself?
Publicist.
Publicist. Okay, there you go. You see, my mind just went blank. But Bianca's publicist, Erica Icon. Welcome to the show, Erica.
Hi.
And Erica's like showing off her tattoos this morning. And how many do you have, Erica?
20-something.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
She hasn't even seen them all.
So they're mostly in hidden places.
Not necessarily.
No? Well, you've got a couple on your arms and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I can see four, I think. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. On 4, yeah. 5, 6.
Obviously, Erica's been bored in her youth.
7, 8. I can keep going.
When was the last one you got?
You can't see it.
No, I don't need to see it. Just tell us.
It says Noli Timere, which is Latin for don't be afraid.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
And it's an old, like, Latin kind of script.
And how long ago was that?
I don't know. I'm fiending for another one. Must have been too long.
Really? Okay, so... All right, well...
I'm already planning the next one.
Yeah, I don't get tattoos, but I've learned to appreciate them, you know, and give people more credit. Because, I mean, when I'd see a woman with tattoos, she would lose a couple notches in my mind, you know. But you know, now it's so commonplace and everything that's, you know. Bianca, do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have that woohoo tramp stamp on my back. I was 17 underage and had some woman on the street come into the tattoo parlor and agree to be my mother.
Yeah.
Thanks, lady. And I was just that girl that like pointed at the wall and was like, I want that one.
Oh, God.
And then I have some stars on my feet, but I am kind of thinking about just getting them all removed.
Oh, really?
Because now I feel like being just naked and plain is the new, like, risque thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's kind of too late for that. I mean, isn't it like a big deal to remove a tattoo?
Yeah, it is.
It's basically right? Like getting the tattoo over and over and over and over again.
Wow.
Wow, that just sounds so painful.
It does.
It's more like getting your skin burned off, actually.
Really?
You know?
Oh, wow.
Ouch. Ouch.
So So Bianca's here because she has a show, and it's called Sex Scandals.
Sex Scandals on Radio Temptation.
On Radio Temptation. That's our, or not our, but my new station. I don't want to really associate it with LA Talk Radio too much because it's a mainstream station. But at the same time, I met you through Erica, and you do the show with Carla.
Yes.
And Carla Lane. And obviously also not her real name. Do you think there's anybody in porn with a real
Carla
name?
Carla is her real name, actually.
Oh, Carla, it is, right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A lot of girls keep their real first name.
First name, but not
that's
the last
what I,
name.
That's what I expected. And maybe that's my naive mind. But I thought your real name would be Bianca.
No.
No, they
well, my real name's Erica.
Yeah. Well, you're not trying to hide anything.
Not the last name, but yeah.
My real name's just one of those names where you have to be like, say it again. What? Wait, right. What? Huh? Huh?
Really?
Yeah. So it's yeah. one that people easily get mistaken for other names that sound just like it. Yeah. So I was like, let's just stick to something easy.
Cool. Mm. All right. Well, we beat that one to death about her name.
Still couldn't get it out of me.
So, Bianca, when did you decide to get into the adult industry?
It was probably like a year ago, and I remember I'm just driving down the street text messaging, and literally my thought was like, I think I'll just do porn this year. And I texted my boyfriend, and he was like...
This year? Like, like every year you do something else?
Yeah. And so I texted my boyfriend, and he's like, I think that's a great idea.
Really?
And then I text one of my girlfriends, and she goes, it's about time.
Wow. Why would you say that? Was she in porn too?
No, but if you know me, my normal life is pretty...
Sexual?
Yeah.
Really? Have you always been like that since you were young?
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Some people are just born with that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend wanted you to get in it, into it?
It's not like he wanted me to get in it, but he's okay with me being in it.
And right. You guys are still together?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Now, he's not in the industry?
No, sir.
So that's hard to... don't call me sir. What Sorry. The hell, man? I'm still hoping I can
She's
get you.
Are
you
kidding
me? I feel like, yeah.
But that's interesting. So he's not in the industry, and he can deal with this. Did you guys have like an open relationship before that?
It's more of something... He like enjoys it.
Right. But are you guys open to like being with other people?
I guess you could call us like open relationship, but it's more kind of like I can do whatever I want, and then
he can't.
Well, my sexual activity clearly is like known, and then he just doesn't tell me what he does.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I mean, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. But.
Right. But do you have any sexual activity outside of work and not with him?
Like oh, yeah.
You do. So, I mean, this chick, why do you find time to screw all day? I mean,
seriously.
My God. Wow. Well, but that's a great way to spend your life, you know? I mean, what the hell?
You know? I tan by the pool and I have sex.
Yeah, exactly. Even when you go to work, you have sex. I mean, what the hell is that? You know? So some people are luckier than others.
If that's your thing, then yeah.
I guess. Where are you originally from? Are you here from L.A.?
I'm originally from, I was born in Houston, Texas, and I claim Houston as like my home base, but I was raised in Switzerland.
So oh, really?
I have dual citizenship.
Wow. Your parents moved there when you were young?
Is that yeah, we moved there when I think I was 2 or 3. My parents got divorced, and my mom's from Switzerland.
Oh.
So she's like, I'm getting far away from you as possible.
Wow.
So we up and left.
Really?
Wow.
And was he okay with her taking you out of here? Because today it's hard.
Yeah, today it's like huge court claims and whatnot. Back in the day, it was the mother, and the mother chose whatever right. she wanted for her child.
Wow.
And yeah. he didn't really care. It was the 80s.
Yeah, I guess.
So when did you move to L.A.?
I've been in L.A. almost 4 years now.
And you moved just for what?
Funsies.
For fun?
I'm kind of like a gypsy. This is the longest I've ever, ever, ever lived somewhere in my entire life. And really? I mean like even cities. Like I started in Houston, then I lived in Boston for 2 years, went back to Houston for 2 years, lived in Vegas for 2 years, back to Houston for 2 years, and now I'm here in LA. Wow. And now, all just for no reason.
No reason. It sounds like you followed a guy or something.
No, right? Everybody asks that. What's his name? I'm like, nope, it's just me.
Many times it happens, yeah. But you just like being around different places and stuff. You like a variety.
Yeah.
Just like with your men and stuff. You like a variety.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, she's hard to please, man.
No, I have my little types, like my pretty little white boy types. Uh-huh. Like, those are the main ones that I date on the side.
I see. Okay. No, I mean, you have so many encounters with so many different people. Are you afraid of contracting something, some kind of disease?
Not really. Like, that's kind of what made me get into porn is because, I don't even know if I can say this, in my personal life, I got, like, I don't even remember what it's called, but something that was cured in 10 days.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It was, like, gonorrhea, or I don't even remember, and then I'm like, if I'm gonna be having loose sex with all these men, why don't I do it in, like, a smarter manner? Mm. So, actually, my personal life is where I contracted all this BS from, and
right.
at work.
But that's what I mean. I mean, regardless
we're clean
of whether it's
at
in
work.
The, yeah, I know. But regardless of whether it's in the industry or outside of it, you don't have these fears. I mean, you always use like condoms. And
in
stuff?
My personal life, I always use condoms, 100%.
Yeah.
Unless you're a porn star and we just worked together like yesterday. Then tomorrow, I'm not going to make you use a condom.
Right. But you know, my question is, you know, they get tested, Erica, what, every couple weeks or
every
something?
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. You see, now what happens in between that? You know what I'm saying?
That's why they're tested every 2 weeks now.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you fall in those 2 weeks, you know, like let's say the guy is okay, he tested negative. And then he has sex and contracts something, and before he gets tested again, you have sex with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You've got that risk.
But you'd be really surprised. Like, a lot of people think that people in the industry are loosey-gooseys. They sleep with anybody. They're whores. They're actually really professional people.
Right.
And a lot of people in the industry will not sleep with people outside the industry.
Right.
It's like we keep this close-knit circle of people you bang. And of course, you have a choice. Like, if I have a job tomorrow and they tell me who the guy is and I think the guy might do stuff on the side or whatever, I can be like, no.
Yeah.
Pick a new guy.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get to choose who you work with, and
right.
some girls only have 3 guys that they'll work with. Some right. girls have 3,000. So,
right? Yeah.
It just depends. Like, you take your own health into your own hands, really.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, Erica. So they test every couple weeks and stuff, right?
Right.
And so they try to keep it inside the industry. Would you say that it's because they have like closer connections to each other, or is it because it's also hard to bring in like a quote unquote civilian?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, the STDs, like she was kind of saying, come from outside of the industry and come from within instead of from within. Right. So, you know, if they're, you know, keeping it in the inner circle of non-civilians, they're less likely to get something. But also, you know, it's easier to date somebody who works in the industry because they understand people that
right.
aren't in the industry are judgmental. Even if somebody like me who doesn't do scenes and just runs a business, there's a lot of judgment. So
there is, huh? I know. Mm-hmm. I noticed since I launched the new station and I'm every time I post about it, nobody ever likes or says anything. And I figured, you know, it's because people are nervous about these things, you know, and they won't admit it and stuff because God knows there's a lot of traffic to the website. So somebody's seeing it, but nobody's acknowledging this. So I decided also to post less about it, you know, just maybe like, you know, events or something like that. Like tonight we're going to have Tara Patrick on Cocktails. And Tara Patrick is like one of the biggest ones ever in the industry, you know.
Right.
So we get that kind of recognition and it's cool, you know. But at any rate, yeah, if you're able to separate the two lives, I think. But in adult, you can't really because, like you said, people are judgmental, you know.
Yeah, but then when you date people that are in the industry, it's a problem. I dated someone in the industry. I won't say what he did or his name because I'm just not going to give him that recognition. But, you know, it was hard after, I stopped dating him. You know, like, his girlfriend stalked me and all kinds of other things.
Right, and
so,
he keeps running into them and stuff.
Because the inner circle is still really small.
Right.
My problem with dating in the porn industry is the guys, if they have to work the next day, they won't have sex with you that night.
Yeah, they got to
They're like, I got to keep it in. I got to have a fat load tomorrow. I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, Peter North.
That's what I find really annoying.
It's like athletes, you know, before the game, the big game. You can't have
Exactly. I'm like, oh, Jesus. You're going to create more by tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah.
Like they get a medal for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If someone does contract an STD, how does that affect their work life?
Well, if it's a bad STD, we go on lockdown. Nobody works for however many, 10, 14 days, and then we all get tested again to make sure everyone's clean.
So even if one person?
Yeah, like if it's HIV, the whole, or syphilis, or what are some of the other ones? Hepatitis.
Those things.
We all get shut down. Nobody can work until we're all retested, because there's still that period of time where I could show up clean, and then in 5 days from now, I'm not anymore.
Right. That's what I was bringing up before, right?
So we go on a lockdown, and then we all get retested, and then they still kind of wait 10 more days just to see in case. Mm-hmm. But if it's something like that can be cured with medicine and stuff, then you just personally get put on lockdown, and they usually contact the people that you've worked with closely just to make sure they can get tested.
Especially if it's something serious, they're monitoring those people especially carefully.
Yeah.
If they know that you're first, second, third generation having sex with that person.
Right. Where are you originally from, Erica? Are you from here too?
Oh no,
or not?
And nobody's from here.
Nobody's from here.
Is anybody in this room from here?
No, I'm from New York.
From New York?
Yes.
Oh, so you grew up there? Where in New York?
No, I didn't. I grew up there a little bit. Queens.
In Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a Jewish area. No, was it back then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I grew up Jewish, but I'm Buddhist now.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like being black. You can give it up.
You can, you can change it, right?
You can.
Yeah, but you know that being Jewish is also a race in a way that, well, you know, Semitism is, or Semites is a race, you know, and because, and that's the, that was the problem with, with Hitler, is that he didn't go after a religion. He went after a race. So it's not like you could even change and be spared. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They made it so basic that you can't change yourself.
Yeah.
You can't get out of heaven to die. But anyway, going back to this stuff. So, so you became a Buddhist. At what point in your life?
Well, first I was a Tibetan Buddhist like Dalai Lama, but I couldn't meditate and I felt like a big old loser. So I met this friend and she told me about chanting, so now I'm a Nichiren Buddhist, which is what this tattoo is. It's what I chant every day.
Oh, wow. Which what is language is it?
It's Sanskrit and Japanese. It's Nameho Renge Kyo, which is hard to explain, but it's kind of like it being at one with the universe kind of thing.
Really? So you meditate on that, or you chant, or whatever you do?
I chant, and I, you know, the ADD, it's okay, because if I kind of go other places, I come back.
Yeah, wow. So, I mean, what does it do for you?
If I didn't chant, there's no way I could do my job.
Really?
Or drive a car.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even help with the drive the car. I get so angry driving here in LA. But, I mean, it keeps you calm and happy, and it's hard. I mean, I have a lot of stress in my job, especially the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I love all my clients, but, you know, things happen, you know.
That's true, yeah. So this helps you deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I actually took one of my clients, Kimber James, to a meeting with me. She liked it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you go to meetings and things like that?
Yeah, like there's meetings. But mainly you chant twice a day by yourself.
By
yourself.
But
there is meetings, yeah.
Wow.
It's a community. They call it a Sangha community.
Yeah. Charlotte, have you ever heard of that?
I haven't, no.
Chanting. Wow. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So you didn't grow up in New York? You said you were born there. Where did you grow up then?
Well, I grew up there a little bit, and then my parents decided to be cruel and carted us to Huntsville, Alabama, where they do not like Jewish people. I was so glad to get out of that place and move here.
Good. So why did they move there?
My mother's from there, and her family was there. So my dad worked for her family to start with.
I see. Okay,
they started
so they
their
moved
own
there.
Business.
So you found your childhood wasn't that great there, or what?
Yeah. When I was 10, we left, thank God.
Really? And where did you move to then?
Here.
Oh, you moved
here.
You've
been in LA.
Actually, I lived down the street in North Hollywood when we first moved here.
Wow. So it's, and what made them move here?
I don't know.
Did you move by yourself?
No, I was with them.
No, you were with them still.
No, I was with them at 10 still.
Oh, at 10. Okay.
You couldn't emancipate yourself when you were 10 at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't think I didn't try.
Just kidding. Were you relieved to move here? I mean, was it better for you as a child?
It's better here. I mean, you know, here it's like it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if you're different. There's so many different kinds of people here.
Right. More tolerant and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the South, they'll be nice to your face and then, you know.
Really?
They talk about you behind your back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Donald Sterling, right?
I don't think he's from the South.
No, but he talks behind their back and
now it's really public.
Well, yeah.
Now it's public, but
he doesn't say things to people's faces, just on camera.
Exactly. We're on recordings,
just on the phone.
I still didn't get a chance to see his interview with Anderson Cooper. Did you see it?
Oh, it was bad.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
He said things about Magic Johnson and AIDS. He wasn't helping his case.
He just needs to stay home
put
and
his foot
shut
in his
up.
Mouth, huh?
Whoever his publicist is doing a terrible
Thank God
job.
He's not my problem.
Oh, God.
He needs to be on lockdown.
I know, but people to talk behind your back, that's terrible. So you've lived here, and how did you get into doing publicity?
Well, I worked in advertising as a copywriter and an art director, and it was sucking the life out of me. So I quit my last advertising job. Uh-huh. I ran from the building with my purse, and that was it.
Really?
Just kidding. Anyways, it wasn't that dramatic. But anyways, I answered an ad on Craigslist to work for a company that was the Netflix of porn. It was called Wanted List. So that was my first job in the industry, and I was their buyer. I wrote their sex advice column. I helped them start video on demand.
But how did you go from advertising to that? I mean, did it take some thought for you? I mean, some hesitation?
No, and you know what? This is the first industry I've worked in where I've been accepted. Like, they don't care about the tattoos. They don't, you know, care about the alternative look, you know. You know, big boobs are not a deal in this industry. It's actually a plus. but, yeah, and then I worked for AVN and XBiz and, you know, freelance. And then I had a vendor when I was at Wanted List, Shane's World, and they said, do you want to do PR for us? And I said, yeah, I don't know. And I did it, and I liked it. And then I left Wanted List and went to work for two studios, and it was horrible. The guy yelled at everybody all day long. I was like, okay, I'm done.
Wow.
Not enough Klonopin in the world. So I started my own company, and little by little, I had one client, and then I was, you know, taking writing gigs to kind of, you know, fill in the holes. And now I've got 10. I usually have 10 to 12.
Really?
Right now.
Mm-hmm. So you have like a stable of girls, right? For lack of a better word.
I have girls that have been with me for years. I have girls like Bianca that have only been with me a couple of months.
Whoa,
but people usually stay with me for the long term. If they leave, it's mainly because they're, you know, getting out of the industry, you know, or they're just, you know, they're working less because they just want to.
So they're pretty loyal to you and stuff. You must really treat them well then.
I do. I really care about my clients and their well-being. I'm very protective of them, right?
Yeah, I noticed.
She knows.
But it's very good. It's very good.
You know? I'm the dragon at the gate.
Yeah, somebody has to. Someone has to keep them in line, you know. Otherwise, they're like all over the place.
Well, the problem is that people want to use them so much, you know. Mm-hmm. People that aren't in the industry, you know, I'm working with the mainstream director. Actually, Bianca's going to be in a movie. It's not made yet. It's not written yet. But I had to explain to this guy, like, look, you can't, like, there's certain things you can't ask them. There's certain ways you have to treat them because people are constantly trying to use them and sleep with them and all these things.
Right.
And they don't like it, you know.
Yeah.
More than, you know, other girls, unfortunately.
Well, I've noticed that just between my own friends. It's like as soon as I told them... Sorry, the weather is getting me.
Okay.
As soon as I told them I was in porn, it was like their respect level just went down the drain, even though these were like my friends.
Wow.
Or they'll talk about my sex life like at the bar next to some dude, and I'm like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
Oh. Like, okay.
What do you think you're doing? Like, would you talk this way about this girl? And they're like, no, never, but you do porn. I'm like, that doesn't matter. Like, I'm still a human being that you need to respect the same way you would respect somebody who's not in the industry.
Right. And I from what I understand, I mean, the women that are serious about their career, they treat it as a business.
They do.
Right? Mm-hmm. You work on your own brand and you've got to establish yourself and stuff, you know. So, well, this is cool. So have you been busier since you met Erica now and stuff?
Oh, yes, 100%.
Really?
She's worth every dollar.
Wow. There you go. It's better. I guess it's better than to just be on your own, right, Erica? I mean,
you can't do it on your
own. Especially when you're new, right?
There are some girls that can, that have like a marketing background or just have that like ability, but it's very rare. There's hundreds of girls that enter the industry every month, and in June when they get out of high school, oh my god.
Really?
Wow. Summertime's the big month. Yeah.
Wow.
So you need to stand
Charlotte,
apart.
Can you imagine getting right out of high school and getting into porn? I mean,
no.
Yeah.
She can't imagine
that.
I think I was still a virgin.
You mean after high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You see, that's the thing.
I moved to America before I graduated high school.
Yeah.
In England. I didn't graduate.
Oh, well, really?
It's different in England. You don't graduate.
Right.
But I moved
take those
like
tests.
A year early.
Yeah.
To come to America.
Right. Yeah. Not that you would have done it anyway, you know, but. But the thing is that it's. It seems like, you know, some girls I've talked to said, yeah, I've wanted to do this since I was like 16 years old or 15 years old. It's like, what kind of a dream is this? I don't know. Bianca,
she's dying laughing over
Let me ask you this. What were you doing before this?
Restaurant industry type stuff. My family owns a couple of restaurants. I've grown up in restaurants. I'd love to open my own bar and stuff here in LA. That's where I was headed. Mm-hmm. I feel like the girls that give those like typical porn answers, it's just like what they're trained to say.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like, I don't want to say dirty words on here.
I feel
so naughty this morning.
Yeah, it's because Charlotte's in the room. She makes everything, you know, it's like, how can you talk about this stuff when you have like a saint-like person?
She's so cute and innocent. Yeah.
I know, but you know what? It's probably just outwards, you know? I mean, you
we're
going to
corrupt
know,
her. That's
know?
Our goal this morning.
Yeah. For all you know, in her private life, she's probably the wildest person. It just puts on this face.
She dresses like up like a nun when she does it.
Phone sex operator.
So you see, that's why you feel naughty. If there were four porn stars in here, you wouldn't.
Not at
but,
all.
Yeah, like last night. I mean, they were all showing their
everything.
Level. Yeah, their level of shave.
Oh, yeah, I did show my bush.
Yeah. And so did the guest and your other co-host.
I'm like, no, I didn't. I kept my pants on.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's not true.
No, it's not true.
No, they did the show in their bras.
Yeah, they did the show in their bras. And so let me ask you this now. So does that mean you're like comfortable being nude anywhere, right?
Yeah.
You have to be, right? Because you're like in front of a lot of people when you film, when you make the movie. Right?
Yes.
So there's like the crew and all that stuff. So did you always feel like that? I mean, did you always feel free with your body and everything?
Well, yeah, I grew up in Europe. So it was like topless at any pool at any age. Or my mom's very like hipster, hippie type. Like, I don't even have a bra on, and I didn't even own bras until I got in this industry, which made it really hard because my first, like, 5 photo shoots, I'd have to, like, go buy stuff. I'm like, I don't even own bras or panties. Now I have to have, like, 5,000 pairs of them. But I'm already just free in my own body and myself, and I'll go to the grocery store with my friends, and they're like, you need to put a jacket on. I can see your nipples. I'm like, no, I don't. I hope everybody sees my nipples.
And buys your movies.
Exactly.
So does that mean you also enjoy being watched by people? I mean, are you like an exhibitionist in a way, would you say?
Yes, like that's kind of how I got into the industry to begin with, because I was already acting that way and doing type of stuff like that, and I was like, why not just do this and get paid?
That's true.
One time I was at a hotel. It's a pretty funny story. I was on the second floor, and it was one of those like square hotels with like the pool and the deck in the middle, so everybody's patio could see the pool. And outside, they were having like, I think it, I feel bad. It was like a wedding, like after party reception.
Is this rumor in Vegas?
No. Oh. That's even the sad part. This was like a nice hotel in like Santa Barbara or something. I forget where I was. Yeah, I think Santa Barbara. And it was right around the time of day where the sun's going down. And I had just gotten out of the shower. So I'm like putting on lotion. And now I'm noticing that people outside can see into my room. And there's like this group of boys, like five or six, they were men, in tuxedos. And you, I could tell one of them was watching me. So then I just kept putting on my lotion. I moved the chair towards the door so I could like sit and put it on my legs. And then you slowly notice the circles like moving so that each guy can like get his chance to watch. And then I just put on a full-fledged like masturbation show by myself. Whoa. 100% knowing that every person down there was watching me.
Jeez.
Oh my God.
I thought ultimate peak show.
I thought for sure at one point somebody come knock on the door and be like, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's about 300 people downstairs that are all watching you.
Whoa.
The best part was is that circle of six turned into like a circle of 10, and there was a chick in the circle.
Okay.
So I probably put on lotion like 500 times during that like 45 minutes.
Wow. So you're natural for this. I mean, you enjoy people watching.
I just think it's fun.
Yeah. You see, I'd shut the blinds right away if this happened. Well, maybe if it were women, I wouldn't, but.
It's funny. My neighbor hates me. As soon as he sees I'm home, I like wave at him, and he's like,
really?
Blinds are shut. I'm like, what's up, buddy?
So we're talking to Bianca Breeze, who has a show on Radio Temptation Tuesdays at 8 with Carla Lane. The show is called Sex Scandals. And you guys don't really talk about scandals or anything. But
I know,
it's just
I
a
need
cool
to
name.
Start telling more of my story.
Yeah, it's a cool name, though. But it's an enjoyable show. And with you is Erica Icon from the Rub PR. And she's definitely involved with her girls' careers and stuff, which is very cool. Do you guys have, we only have about five more minutes before we forget. Do you want to promote anything, Bianca? Like
think
your Twitter
promoting.
And stuff?
Oh, yeah. My Twitter is BiancaBreezeXXX.
Okay. You know, I figure that today people don't need to give out like websites and Twitter. You just Google it, you know, and it's all there. I mean, the Twitter comes up number one and all that stuff, you know.
I love how people, because my email address is on my Twitter, and I literally once a day get a message, hey, what's your email address? And I'm like, hey, can you read? It's literally my response. And they're like, you're mean. I like it. Ha, ha, ha. Or they'll want to send me gifts. And I'm like, send it to my agency. It's OC Modeling. And then they're like, well, what's the address? And I go, I'm literally going to get out my phone and have to Google it. So if I can do that, you can do that. Yeah. Google it your damn self.
Exactly. But Charlotte, if you Google it, make sure the safe search is on.
Off.
Because I'm sure.
Off. Not
no,
on. Off.
On. I don't want her coming. She's going to be shocked coming into here, you know? So, yeah, do it with the safety on. Because, I mean, you guys get into some really hardcore stuff, huh?
You mean on set? Or?
On set, yeah.
Well, if you look at my Twitter, everything that's like pretty hardcore is everything in my personal life.
Oh, really? So you do the same stuff too? It's like, and they do say, Erica, that don't do something in front of the camera that you wouldn't do in your own personal life. Is that true?
They say that, and some of the girls won't do things like IR, anal, or whatever, and people kind of give them, you know, shit about it. And right. They're like, well, I don't do it in my personal life, and it's not something I do. I'm not going to do it for money.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen girls do, like, their first anal shoot, and it's their first time they've ever even done anal, and they're, like, crying. And I'm like, what the hell were you thinking?
Why would you want to do that? You know, but I guess for the money, right? I mean, there's a lot of money there. What is it, like a couple thousand for a scene?
On your first one, you can get more if you're a name.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's, and that's funny about the industry. It's like your first days are more successful than later, even, right?
Because no, it's just that if like girls hold out and they don't do anal, if they hold out, then right. they can get more. Like one of my clients, I think she got like 2,500 or 3,000 for that scene, which is a lot more than normal. So,
but that's kind of like a thing that the younger girls do. Like if you're 18, 19, 20, you start off just girl, and then you work your way up. Because me, I'm now in my 30s, so my...
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell,
huh? I said
this
about the other two girls, too. Was it Jenna and Allison? Allison
was
30. You look so young.
Yeah.
I'm already in my 30s, so if I hold off for the next 3 years before I do anal or interracial, I'll be 35, and I'm like, might as well just do it now.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, pretty soon. I mean, crazy thing is that, from what I understand, once you hit your 30s, you're considered a MILF, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you would hardly be considered a MILF. I mean, you look like still like the daughter of somebody, not the mother of somebody.
Actually, it's younger now. It's like 27. Yeah, it seems to be going down. At some point, it's going to be 18. Jeez.
Yeah, what the hell is that? You know?
It's crazy because I've shown up on set with a girl who we both think we look each other's age, and I'm like, who's the MILF? Because it's supposed to be like mommy, daughter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me guess. What kind of clothes did you bring? And she's like, cheer shorts and like a wife beater. And I was like, okay, so I have pencil skirts. I'm the mom. But they're not believable at all. Or one time I was on set for a MILF movie and he's like, you're going to ruin my movie. Like, you're 20 years younger than all the other chicks that I've filmed. He's like, I'm going to film it anyways, but it probably won't get released. Because I'm there and getting paid to work. But I have been on sets where they're like, who are you? What are you doing here?
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that's happened to a couple of my girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, are you, and for all this, do you get paid pretty well? I mean, are you like well off now?
Yes.
Really? In like 2-3 years that you've been doing this, right?
No, it's only been a year.
Oh, only a year. That's right. I'm sorry.
And when I first started, it was great because every company wanted the new girl. Mm-hmm. And then it just died. I probably didn't work for like 6-7 weeks. And I was like, what the heck? Nobody wants to see me.
Oh, wow.
And then it just like took off again. So I guess once those DVDs were released and I got a smaller fan base and people were asking for me, now I probably work 2-3 days a week. Like next week I'm scheduled for... 4 days.
Very cool. Wow. Very cool. Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. You do what you love. You make money. You've got the life, right? I mean, are you happy?
Yes, very.
You seem very happy to me. Yeah.
I'm a little hungover, but I'm happy.
So, Charlotte, 3 days later, right?
Right.
You're still hungover from the wedding.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, Erica Icon from the Rupp PR, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I just want to give a shout out to one of my other clients,
Nikita
Von James. She's in the hospital.
Oh,
and
really?
She's having a party Saturday, so she'll be better by Saturday.
Really?
At
Lure
Night
Club
in Hollywood. I think so. It's just an allergy, I think.
Oh, okay. Cool. And so if you're about to go into the industry or you're already in it and you want somebody good, Erica is the person to go to. And so people can, where can they find you?
You got to be careful what you say because I get guys writing me all the time asking about being in the industry. They think,
you got to be a girl.
No, you don't have to be a girl, but oh my God, it's always guys. It's not girls that are hitting me up.
I know.
They think, oh, I have a big unit and I can get paid to do what I like. And it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't
guys.
Work that way.
Not with guys, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if you're... in the industry or want to get in the industry and you're a girl, my website is therubpr.com, therubpr.com. Twitter is therubpr and Facebook is facebook.com, the Rub PR biz page or something like that.
Okay.
Or just Google the Rub PR.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a lot easier. I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Google's the only place you can go. And Bianca Breeze, of course, you guys can just Google her and find out everything about it.
Well, if you Google Bianca Breeze, you have to add like
porn.
XXX porn,
yeah. Okay.
Booty.
Okay,
something.
Well, I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Or go
too.
To Adult DVD Empire and put in Bianca Breeze, and all her movies will come up, and then it's an easy way to find.
Yay. Sounds good. Okay. And don't forget to watch her show Tuesdays at 8 on Radio Temptation. And of course, you don't have to listen live. You can go in those archives. And if you want to see the show from last night, there were so many people coming into the website, you know, when they saw that you guys took off your clothes and stuff. So.
I literally was at home and I was like, I just bought this brand new blue, like really sheer bra.
Right.
I was like, I feel like I should just wear this for everybody today.
Yeah. Okay, boys, we got to run, guys. Okay, ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
Charlotte,
us.
Charlotte, thank you. See everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.